Okay, hit start it up.
We can
damn right,
stop
bud.
Me.
What
up.
The fuck?
We can totally do that.
Gotta never stop. Never stop.
Fucking Stones.
I wish, you know, I always kind of felt a little bad. Did you feel like the battle was always between the Stones and the Beatles? Because I feel like they're not even related, really.
No. Are you a Stones guy or a Beatles guy?
I'm not really in either camp. I mean, I
like
appreciate
the
them
way more.
I like the music from the Beatles way more than the Stones, but I kind of like the Stones' attitude back in the day.
I don't. To me, I agree. They're different.
Yeah.
The Stones are rock and roll, and Beatles are their own thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Because they're not like some of their stuff is rock, some of their stuff is
Floydish.
Some of it's like its own kind of weird thing, but. The Stones to me, and maybe I don't know enough Stones or whatever, but all just rock and roll.
I've never been a fan.
But they like it.
I used to have a boss. I used to have a boss that would constantly tell me that the Rolling Stones are the best rock and roll band ever existed. And I'm like, song that's
people
good.
Who love the Stones love the Stones, but it's like I can't think of the analogy that would fit for the modern day.
But my father-in-law was like that.
But the Beatles had some songs that are just like fucking gold, like A Day in the Life. That's one of the best songs ever written any genre.
What would even be like the modern day analogy equivalent of comparing those two bands?
There is no modern day version. Well, the Stones would be Buck Cherry, maybe.
Really?
Modern day? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I didn't even know if it was relevant because it's like
it's not
usually
really.
It is Beatles or Stones. It's almost kind of like the whole was it Sabbath or Zeppelin? Like,
well, when like that's what I was about to say. When somebody says, "Do you like Beatles or Stones?" Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Told you, motherfucker.
Or Sabbath.
Can we do we shall we do this thing?
Yeah.
But I do know the Beatles were a huge influence on Sabbath.
All right. Clink. True. Clink. Clinky and beginners.
Warning. This show has been found to be extremely off-putting, irresponsible, and exhausting. Listener discretion is advised. Mighty, that's delicious.
Yummy.
A lot of sugar in that, I can tell. Anyway, what was that, Mr. Black?
That tastes so good.
Oh, no, that's a...
That's the Luxardo Espresso.
Espresso Martini.
You know what, though? It was kind of cool. It was almost like an AB between the Mr. Black and that. That's got a little more spicy zing at the end.
This one's a little sweeter, too, I think. Yeah.
The sweet and the spice on the tail end.
Both. It's very good.
Tail end, right?
Welcome back, everyone, to Russell's Tail End and the Metal Nerdery Podcast here in the Bunker Poon, live with all the anesthesia. We got Billiam.
That would be
moving his tentacles and waving them in the air like you just don't care. Over there, we got Russell.
We don't need no party with the... whatever.
Losing some weight, dropping some tonnage, and becoming ultra fucking sexy over here.
Ooh.
And then we got the Wheeler. Who's probably going to have to fast track his physical fitness addiction pretty soon here to be able to.
Wish I had my own song, you know.
Your own song? Oh, are you jealous?
I'm a little.
Are you a little jealous?
Yeah, a little jealous.
How about that?
No. In this corner, it's glorious.
It's all. Yeah, no, we don't have any calls.
Damn, we don't. I love the fact that you modified that. Who are you?
Who are you?
Because now, whenever I hear it, I'm immediately like, that's fucking awesome. Anyway, thank you guys for coming back and joining us here in the Bunker Poon. That was the clinky of the episode. I guess we got the same beer of the episode from the last one.
No, we have.
I've got the same one from the last one. Russell's got a different one.
If you want to skip the nonsense and go straight to the meat of the episode, check the show notes for the hashtag docket or skip to around the 20-minute mark.
I'm on the low carb deal right now.
So you got an empty for him to.
Oh no, I don't. It doesn't. It's not a pretty album cover.
Oh, happy dad.
Happy dad. It's a fucking seltzer type drink. It's zero sugar, carbs, whatever the fuck, 5% alcohol, and it tastes like bubbly water. Cheers.
Okay.
Bubbly water.
Basically, I mean, it's a wild cherry.
Basically, it tastes like it has no joy in life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck. I get no breaks with you motherfuckers, I swear to God.
Keep you on your toes, man. We try. All right, so I know we don't have any voicemail. We've already minimal correspondence. You can hit us up on the IG.
We had some shit, right?
Where they have some porn and stuff.
Yeah, we have some shit,
though. We have some
and
shit,
and we got to thank our Patreons.
Metal and Brewery Podcast on the Instatits, InstaVeg, Facebook, YouVoobs.
You
leave us a voicemail. I'm going through the correspondence, the checklist.
Oh.
We don't have any voicemail, but if you had voicemail, you could...
Pedro, just listen to your heart.
You could listen to Pedro. You can listen to Pedro and or Russell boobs. Burp.
I thought you said voobs.
You voobs. Yeah.
He did.
Or YouTube.
It's boobs.
You can email us at metalnerdery@gmail.com. If you want to give us a voicemail, you can call us at 980-666-8182. It just doesn't have the same vibe to it when I don't do the 980-666. Just kind of. You can just give us a call at 980-666-8182.
Put some fucking effort into it, dude.
I love Goblin Cock.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Give us a call. 980-666-8182. Yeah.
You are number 6.
There we go. All right. So, yeah, shout out again to the Patreons, the Daryl and the Darius. Hail to you both. And we do have some good stuff out there on the Patreon, which you can get to. Patreon.com/metalnerdery podcast.
Do we owe anybody clothing yet? Didn't one of the Patreons have something about it?
No, it was like 6 months.
Okay.
Wait, what? Clothing?
6 months.
Oh, okay.
It's magic. Now I got it. Okay.
Shakira. You don't have to go.
Hit Dire Maker.
Yes, sir.
Dyer's Eve. Dyer's Eve.
Not to be confused.
Totally different.
With Dyer's Eve.
Totally different, Russell.
Dear
not
mother,
the same.
Father,
I was talking to Lars Ulrich on the phone. I was like, it's not the same song. And he's like, I know. He's like, I totally know it's not the same song. This is Donald Trump doing an impression of Lars Ulrich. I totally know. Anyway, we do have emails, which you can email us at metalnerdery@gmail.com.
For fuck's sake.
And we got sorry.
And no, I was going along with
it. Okay, cool. And one of them, it looks like we got a...
Is this the one you were?
Yeah. We got a request.
You know what? So, this sounds pretty fucking awesome, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely has potential to be incredible.
Oh, the dog thinks so.
Even the dogs think so. Yeah. So we got an email here from Jeremy from the old Embering Effigy, which we did on the We'll Play Your Shit
Ooh,
a few weeks
they
ago.
They were strong.
Yeah.
Very
and
strong.
Georgia, I believe.
Yeah, local.
Out of the Mighty Conyers.
Local boys.
So anyway, we got an invite to, so we would be honored to have you guys come out and set up a booth at Yonder Ways Metal Fest. It would be a great opportunity to get a metric fuck ton of new listeners and beat Joe Rogan for that number one spot.
We're right? We are right there.
Brother,
bro.
We are on, brother, we're on the fucking page with you. We would love to have you guys at least come hang out with us at the fest. Let us know if you're interested. We'll stay
in touch.
That
kind of sounds fucking awesome, actually.
That's like, awesome. It could be fun. Yeah. We could do like interviews with the bands.
Yeah.
And, like, flag them down. And,
yeah.
Do some girls, maybe they could show us their tits.
We could probably get 3 or 4 episodes out of that one.
Maybe.
Yeah. One fest there.
Seems like there's some, there's a couple of names that sort of look familiar.
I can't read one of them.
Some of them are hard to read, yeah. Apparently there's September. A comic there too. Oh yeah, September 13th and 14th. And was it Yatesville?
Yeah. Yatesville.
Holy shit. Whoa. Zoom was it. Oh, hey.
It's real sensitive.
It's like a Ace Ventura.
His problem.
We got Dead Reckoning, Embering Effigy. What's that?
Anger Within.
Something with some S's.
Tinnitus.
Yeah. I feel very good.
It's like a cheeseburger
Seven
or
Cities
something.
Death.
Cheeseburger.
I don't know, dude. I can't read the fucking names.
Oh.
Fucking
anxiety.
I thought this said Bong Burger for a minute. I was like, wait, what is that? Bong Burger? That's a cool name for a band.
Ascension. Fuck yeah.
Ascension. Those guys. Yeah. Fucking.
All right. Sorry. We do want to attend.
Yeah.
I just can't read all the band names.
Yeah.
And that's
Severed. Is that
something I've never
severed?
Understood in the metal?
What, the band name thing?
Yeah.
The logo or the name?
Logo. So what?
Well, like black metal bands specifically, because they've got the most unreadable logos on planet Earth.
I get it. It's like cool, it's a total fuck you. You know, it's like, we don't care if you can read our name, fuck you kind of thing. But it's also like,
we don't want to be known by anybody.
I want to know if this band I like's playing, right? But I can't tell. You know, like there's a list of bands, but I can't tell if the one I like is there because all their names.
That's where you have to depend on the geometry. Just look at the basic shape. Ancient. It's like, okay, I think it's shape.
Like ancient geometry. Yeah. Okay.
Ancient.
Whatever. Geometry. All right. I get it.
Jeremy, we might be very much down for that. Honestly, we'll be in touch.
It sounds like a really fucking cool deal. And you notice I didn't say deal. Fuckface.
It would have been fine if you did. You know what? I would have accepted you either way. Because I'm just like that, Russell. I accept you.
I appreciate that.
Even if you would have said Dill, I would have accepted it.
I still love you.
Because I had a boss. I love you too, bro. I have a boss, or former boss, that used to say Dill.
Yeah. Well,
and I used to make fun of him relentlessly too when he wasn't listening behind his back. Not to his face.
Let's see. The last episode I talked about listening to the Metallica and the fucking Avenged Sevenfold. Did I mention the Agnostic Front?
You did.
Okay.
Well, no, not really.
The documentary?
No.
There's a really good documentary on Amazon Prime, about Agnostic Front, which I didn't realize they were kind of considered the first or the pioneers.
Early thrash.
Of the New York hardcore.
Well, that kind of ties into the whole movement away in a way.
It's kind of a cool documentary because those dudes are our age, basically, maybe a couple years older, a few years older. But they, you know, like Stigma, the guitar player, still lives in the same fucking house he grew up in, basically in the same block in New York.
Oh, wow.
And,
what do you mean, man? You mean they're not all like multimillionaires with fucking yachts in their front yard and banging whores?
I think they've made enough money where they can still play music for a living.
Well, not in this economy, but I mean, you know, maybe before, you know.
But like the singer lives out in Arizona in a nice house. Not like a fucking mansion, but a nice house, you know, respectable house. But fucking Vinny Stigma, the guitar player.
That sounds like a fucking mobster's name.
His father. Like his father was...
He was fucking Vinny Stigma. I'm going to make fun of you till you hide in the corner.
His dad was in, I think, prison most of the time. He was like a mobster, right? So not a comfortable life for a kid growing up.
Yeah, but you know what made him hard as balls? That's why
he is fucking hard. I mean, honestly, this dude, if you watch the documentary, you'll realize this guy's real. I mean... He's 60 years old. He looks great for 60, by the way. Still got the mohawk.
So he's probably kept up his maintenance, I'm sure.
He is New York fucking defined. Like when he walks down the street, they're like filming him. He knows fucking everybody.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, yo, there's Joey. You know, everybody hugs him and shit. Yeah. I mean,
we used to go kill people together. I remember that guy way back in the day. It's
cool as shit seeing the family vibe, kind of like we have with our friends, the old thrash friends. You know, it's like they were down with like Cro-Mags and, you know, just that whole New York hardcore style. They didn't really mention Anthrax or
that was kind of a different MOD scene. But
it's kind of a cool documentary. I watched another one called Long Live Rock, which is more of a modern thing about festivals like Rockville and all that shit.
Fucking
American.
Whacking. German.
The American festival.
It's like the schnitzel of festivals.
But I was watching this thing and they made a really...
Jerking in America.
Yeah.
They made a really good point.
Spanking.
They should do that.
Sorry, go ahead. They made a really good point.
They made a really good point that... You fucks. That we're constantly being told that rock and metal are dead.
Nope.
But
nada.
All these festivals sell out every year.
Sure.
See, every year.
It just goes to show you, never listen to the haters because they don't know what the fuck you're talking
right.
about.
Right. And a lot of these guys, the cool thing about this documentary, they'll be talking to some guys and they're like, oh, that's just this whole left-wing fucking thing that, you know.
It's conspiracy, bro. It's yeah, fucking bullshit.
Then rock and roll is dead. But they're like, you know, every one of these festivals sell 50,000 tickets. And then the only thing in pop that even gets close is Taylor Swift or Post Malone. That's
yeah.
it. Yeah, that's it.
Well, yeah. that's why the, I think that's why the haters got to hate, because it's just like they've been trying to do that for years. They've been trying to shut down and just completely derail metal and all that stuff. And it's like it always does better than almost any other.
Right. And it doesn't play on the radio.
Nope.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they're trying to be more mainstream than the anti-mainstream.
Yeah.
And the anti-mainstream
but
wins.
But the cool thing about this fucking documentary is really good is and I do suggest watching it because it's kind of nostalgic and kind of cool. But it's people our age, you know, a fucking
hand gestures.
Sorry. A guy that works at like a prison, you know, one of the inmates, and then a dentist, and then like just people from all walks of life. They get together as friends and go to these shows.
This is the weirdest setup ever. Oh, look, there we go. It almost sounded like the weirdest setup to a joke I've ever heard. You know, this guy that works at a prison and this other dude.
But my point is the metal family transcends. You know,
it's like Fight Club. It's like everybody in every city, everywhere, somewhere is in the metal.
Right.
A matter of you may not know who they are. Then they'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. I've got all the fucking Opeth albums.
That's
all
right.
All of them. Every single one of them.
But there's this group that gets together and they're
all
from
the metal patches.
Yeah.
They're from like all over the country. But whenever, you know, there's two or three big festivals a year and this group gets together and they all meet and camp, you know, do the whole festival. But it's just like, I want to be a part of that group. I can't remember what they're called, but they have some kind of name. But they get, you know, all the campers together. They got the fucking cornhole and shit set up, you know, and they just make a fucking weekend of it, barbecuing and going to watching the shows. And I'm like, that's awesome, you know, and that's what metal does, you know, it creates a family.
Speaking of family, it looks like we got an email here from across the pond.
Go.
From like the Double Marvelous. That sounds like a cool name, right? Double Marvelous. Not just one. Make it a double. That's make it a double.
Make it a double.
And says, hey, what's up? I'm the drummer in a death metal band from Cork, Ireland.
Oh.
Called Body Drinkers. I like the name already.
Cool name.
We just put this out. It's a totally live recording from the jam room, which we also filmed while we were at it. Very good. I would love it if you give it a listen. Have a powerful day. Thanks, Double Marvelous.
You want to give it a...
Yeah. Yeah. Body Drinkers. Listen. This is what...
some Irish corporeal death metal.
Slurry. Corporeal slurry. Slurry.
Irish death metal. It's got the
like
balls.
The production, yeah. It's got balls for sure.
Go.
Yeah. Get some of that. Witchcraft. Fuck yeah, man. That's fucking balls for sure.
Grande huevos.
I like the riff. Yeah.
Which brand?
That's odd.
Yeah.
By that time.
It's almost got a super joint vibe to it.
Yeah.
Go. That It's definitely balls, man. It's weird because I guess it is death metal, but yeah. It's like death metal plus black metal, kind of.
Plus thrash.
With a little groove.
Yeah. Bolt it's 3.
Yeah, it's good.
Digging it, bro.
Thank you for that.
Body Drinkers.
Body Drinkers. Corporal Slurry.
That's the album.
The EP. Is that an EP or a... At this point, 3-song album. Well, you know what? Fucking A, dude. Yes put out 2 or 3 3-song albums. So why the fuck can't Body Drinkers put out a 3-song
album? Right. That's what I was thinking. I mean,
it doesn't have to be an extended play.
I was right there.
Like some dudes refer to their dicks as long penises, LPs. I call mine an extended penis, which means it's shorter, but it makes it sound longer.
Shower or a grower?
It's a grower for sure, dude.
Oh, I'm a grower.
Oh, flaccid. It's like maybe an inch, but I mean, it's like once it explodes,
it's like a Venus. But
once it gets down there, once it gets swole, it's
swole.
That's one of the good things. Like the very first time I ever put it inside of a lady.
Here we go.
A young lady. Okay, so I was a teenager.
Yeah.
But her eyes like kind of roll back in her head in a little bit. I'm just kind of like, well, that's impressive. And then immediately I was like, oh shit, I didn't fuck a baby into her. So I was a little worried about it. Well, I mean, that's what happens, dude. That's why you got to be careful. That's why you got to get your vasectomies early, probably before you start middle school.
Early and often.
Yeah. I would get one every other year just to be on. Right. Just, you know what? Know. Make that part of your regimen. Like, doc, I need to get my vasectomy, my annual vasectomy on the calendar for this year.
Need to get my gear stripped again, please, sir.
Go ahead. I don't want to throw a rod.
Take the edge off this bad boy.
I saw what you did there.
Oh, boy. y'all are just
moly moly.
Just a goddamn joy. I like that band we just
listened to. Body Drinkers.
That was good.
From Cork, Ireland.
Fucking Ireland. Coming up with some metal.
Ireland's got more than just redheads and drinking holidays.
And Dropkick Murphys.
By the way, did y'all enjoy the drinking holiday that we had recently?
Oh, I did. I played. A bar.
Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Freaking show.
We played a freaking show.
I had a little shot of Jameson and a Guinness. Which, by the way, I think if you mix those together, it's like the Irish car bomb.
It's Bailey's and Jameson dropped in a glass of Guinness.
But even if you do just a shot of Jameson with Guinness, it has almost like a weirdly chocolate milkshake flavor. But the Bailey's would probably...
Yeah, you got to drink it fast, though, because the Bailey's will curdle. Yeah. And that's fucking gross.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did the shot separate, so it was like shot.
Come on, Bill. Do it.
Gross. Wait, is there a button for that?
There used to be, but I changed it to.
No.
Okay. So we've got like 8 million unused button spaces. Because
I can always say gross.
We could do so much.
I can always do gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Because I'm right here.
Gross.
What else is going on?
Let's see.
We went through speed dating last episode.
Yeah. We'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, really.
I don't know.
Just want to know where it's at and what time.
I'd be interested to know if I meet somebody that would be like,
dude, you could totally get laid. That would be so cool. Like,
yeah. Okay. Here's a dumb question. This is going to sound really dumb, especially me asking you guys, cause y'all been married forever.
Yeah. I'm living through you vicariously right now.
Here's my dumb question / reflection. I feel like, on some weird level, I love goblin cock. That getting laid is infinitely more easy than in my mind.
It probably is. I don't know.
Like, I feel like in my head there's like shapes and letters and new math and shit that I can't figure out. And it's like, bro, you can literally just tell them, hey, you want to fuck? And they'll be like,
I think that's the thing. I think that's it now.
Yeah,
I think you just go like, look, you're old, I'm old. You just want to get this out of the way. And they'll probably say, yeah.
You want to feel good for a little bit before you die?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's where we're at.
That's going to be my new pickup line. Then.
Cool. Here's an idea.
What?
Just be yourself.
That never works.
No. Usually. No, honestly, Matthew, I think if you just be you, it'll be taken care of.
Don't be the extended version.
No, just be
the long play version.
Right. Don't be that. Just be yourself. Don't be the out of control version.
Sometimes I like to go the out of control version.
I know, but it's not much.
A fun version. I'm not going
to
lie.
I have to keep that version kind of, I wait until I'm like, okay, they're not going to walk away. Now I can break it out.
I'm not going to lie. It's a good version.
It's a crazy first impression.
It's too much. Yeah.
It's way too much.
And usually I think I kind of come off with this weird, quiet, strong, silent serial killer.
No,
type,
you don't want to do that either.
Yeah. It's
just
kind of creepy.
Just be Matt.
Being Matt's hard, dude. is really hard. It's kind of
you do pretty good down here,
but you guys, I mean,
y'all accept me.
No, we don't. I mean,
we talk so much shit else. About
we tolerate,
you.
Really. I mean, it's like
you have no idea what we say when you go take a piss, bro. Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's like the whole episode. Like, when you go pee. No, just kidding.
It's like, that's the Patreon.
That's
anyway, so I always just wondered about that. I'm like, I wonder if that's, if I've completely overthought that.
I wouldn't go into politics.
No, yeah. I don't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
That's a normal
talk thing. About roast beef sandwiches. I'd probably leave that out.
Yeah, but what if she's like self conscious about it? I'd be like, baby, look, if it's
you're not gonna make it better.
If it looks like if it looks like a double stuffed Arby's, I'm in.
Just pull out a pack of Arby's sauce and say, "Let's go, let's go."
I'm prepared.
I brought my protection.
I brought my own sauce.
Oh, shit. Just the way you whipped that out. Like you had a fucking holster.
Let's go.
Like a fucking utility belt. Like a sexual utility belt. Just
Arby's sauce.
It's all about the...
The meats.
Yes. It's all about the meats.
Oh, shit.
And that's our show.
All right, cool.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Are we ready
are
we for the docket?
Are we toggling back and forth here between possible dockets, or is that a docket for another?
I think we were doing this one, or
we're doing that one now, and then the other one for the
let's do it for
P word, right?
All right, so we're going to dive into some shit we really don't know a whole lot about.
Yeah, this will be a learning episode for sure, and we did touch on this briefly on our 1984 episode recently, but Cirith Ungol.
Yeah.
Which I'm not super familiar with the whole Tolkien thing, but I am. That's where it comes from.
I am a Lord of the Ring nerd, and I'm proud of it. Cirith Ungol was a mountain pass in the Lord of the Rings books where...
I almost feel like as he's describing this, you should have like Battle of Evermore playing low in the background.
Yeah, a little. Yeah,
it almost kind of cool. Suits it.
You know? Yeah.
During the final battle between basically good and evil... the good, like, basically found these ghosts that were in Cirith Ungol to fight along with them to beat Sauron and his fucking army. Anyway.
The Lords of Darkness.
Yeah. These guys, the ghosts of Cirith Ungol, why am I even describing this? This is such nerd shit.
That's what part of the name of the show is, bro.
They were
metal nerd shit nerdery.
The Cirith Ungol ghosts were damned because they betrayed an oath, right? They made this oath and
they broke the oath.
And they were locked into this mountain in purgatory, basically. And then
I didn't know
Aragorn, the fucking Return of the King, he recruited them to fight against Sauron, and this would wash their tarnished fucking oath.
Like forgive their sins.
Sins, and then they could ascend into heaven or
okay.
The afterlife. Right.
Interesting.
So, God.
Well, that's interesting. See, that's way more deep than my first experience of even, like, the first time I ever even saw a Cirith Ungol was I was watching Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip, and they're riding down the street,
and
it's like the Roxy, and it says Cirith Ungol, and I remember always seeing it, and I was like, is that a heavy metal band? What the fuck is that? Because I never put two and two together.
Yeah.
And then over time, it was like I would see it again, and I'd go look it up, and then I'd see the album covers. I'm like, that looks fucking metal.
Yeah.
And then the only time we've really listened to it down here, I think, was 1984. So
right. Well, now I think we've bounced around a couple episodes.
Yeah, we have.
There's
yeah.
been kind of a longing to kind of check it out because I think there's probably more metalness behind this than we give it credit
now,
for.
The funny thing is, if I botched any bit of that little description, if there's some Lord of the Rings fans listening to
us, let us know.
Oh, they're going to fucking crucify
us. We'll have 800 million voicemails in the next episode.
I think I was close, but it's almost like fucking up Star Wars. You know what I mean? You don't fuck up Tolkien.
No.
Anyway. Okay. So we're going to do an Inside the Metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Of the first doom metal band.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a suitable name for a first doom metal band, too.
It's a great name.
It just sounds cool. Sirith Ungol.
It doesn't seem like they would be from California.
I know. California seems like it's way too happy to be doomy.
Right.
Were they in L.A.?
Ventura.
Ventura.
San Buenaventura.
Oh, my God. They formed in 71?
Damn.
Right. Holy fuck. They're that old.
So they didn't, wait a minute, they didn't get signed till 1980. But you know what? They probably played a bunch of shows like around that time and probably had some.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Lineup changes and stuff like that.
And they got back together, yada,
took
yada.
Took a hiatus. And yeah. I dig their album covers, man. It's like their album covers could be like their
Lord of the Rings book.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. They just, they look cool. Like,
I look.
They I were, like to have paintings in my
they,
house. Of
they basically disbanded in 92 and then picked up again in 2017. Wow.
Just in time for the pandemic. How about that? Look at that. They released an album right at the pandemic 4 years ago.
Wow.
Forever Black. Look at those album covers. They're so fucking badass, man. Yeah, I mean, just, they all look metal. Killer.
Yeah. Doesn't get much more metal than
no, that. No, definitely not. Fucking that guy looks like a roadie. He does. The Forever Black dude.
I thought it was a chick.
I mean, he doesn't look black. That's but a I mean, chick. He looks. Is it a chick?
I think.
It looks like a chick. It's a chick. It's a dude. I mean, or dude. It's a chick. It's a dude.
Fucking long hair.
Right. Long hair.
So, hippie freak.
Frost and fire.
Shall we?
January 1st, 1981.
There you go.
Check a New Year's album. 1981. Check out the
track listing. Pretty short album. 31 minutes. 7 songs. Little bonus. How about the first killer opener they ever wrote in their life?
Let's go.
The Tiddly.
Getting there. Here we go.
Here we go. And boom. Frost and Fire.
Circa 80.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Motherfucking 1980.
All right. First song they ever
40 plus about. Years ago. Good production quality. In your face.
Oh.
Speak up.
Rush, a little bit.
Iron Maiden.
Manowar.
Manowar.
That's definitely like a proggy riff. You know what? I bet Gene Simmons is that dude's biggest influence. Gotta be.
Gotta be.
With a bass line like that. Absolutely. It's gotta be. Totally gotta be. What do you think, Russell?
Got a lot of coke lines on just about all the songs.
Really?
Yeah. A little fire? A little fire?
A little fire.
Maybe.
Not a big fire.
Just a little.
A fire. Little fire. I like that tone. It's just nasty.
Old school.
80s.
The engineer is a bass player. I've never heard bass that loud.
Right?
Yo, kudos to him, though, man, for getting it way up in the mix. I mean,
it's fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lars Ulrich could learn a thing or two, you know, about,
Edge of a knife, maybe.
Here's the old cook lines.
Look at that.
Hey, edge of a knife.
Edge of a knife's got quite a few.
Yeah.
Kind of like that delay on the guitar.
Smoke on the water, kind of.
A little bit. His drums are punchy as fuck, man. It's almost like a Doomy Skinner.
Kinda. Yeah, I see that. He sounds like Rob Halford.
Yeah.
Early Rob Halford.
Maybe that's what
breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Hey. It's got a weird combo of like Halford and Axl
Skinner
a little bit.
And Skinner. Well, the music.
Music wise, yeah. It's like Priest and Skinner, but vocally, yeah. It sounds kind of like Halford and Axl Rose a little.
Yeah.
I'm Axl Rose in a good way, not in a, you know, not none of that weird, no, goofy. The
Rocket Queen, that shit. Yeah. Axl Rose. The good shit.
The good stuff.
Yeah. I like it.
So 84, it's King different. Of the, King of the Dead. That's a look at that album cover. That's so fucking rad, dude.
That they did have killer album covers.
That's what I want. Sure. That's my goal. So
I want to buy a beer that looks like that.
When we get rich and famous, I'm gonna get paintings like prints made of their entire catalog and just hang that shit in my music room.
That'd be cool.
Because I mean, that's the most bad. I mean, how many other than maybe like Molly Hatchet, who do you know of a better album covers than that?
Right. You know, that's my biggest problem with Molly Hatchet.
What?
Their album covers were so fucking cool. And then you hear...
Easy.
Flirting with Disaster.
Come on, man. That song is awesome.
Flirting with Disaster. It's not...
That dude's awesome, man. I always had respect for that guy.
Their fucking album covers were so metal.
They were metal. Yeah. They were metal as fuck. Yeah. I mean, the name Molly Hatchet.
Yeah, it's a great name.
It's like I would date a girl named Molly Hatchet. But she probably would date me.
They were like Skinner and Allman Brothers, like bastard son or something.
Kind of, yeah.
Anyway, all right.
But these guys do have like a weird Skinner Priest kind of sounding, which is nice, yeah.
Well, I'm digging it.
Let's see, so we played Adam Smasher on the 84, I think.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe the let's see what the Coke line is.
God, that's a good album.
Looks
cover.
Pretty solid.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I could just look at that.
Oh, Black Machine's got the Coke.
Black Machine. Yeah.
Fuck
that's
yeah.
That's right.
Sounds like a porn.
Skippy. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That's got Vintage Priest vibes to it, for sure.
A little bit of Sabbath vibe.
Yeah.
It's all about my cock.
It's got kind of a heavy mix too. I know it's kind of punchy.
What year was this?
84. Yeah. Hey, look at that. We said it at the same time.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was awesome. That's pretty cool.
We're not fisting.
No, we're not. That's fine.
Oh, they got a title. They got a titly.
Yeah, they got a long one.
Yeah,
Finger of Scorn. Ooh, they got their Black Sabbath / Exciter moment.
Yeah.
What's that?
The song, Cirith Ungol.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's about the Tolkien shit.
Maybe.
Let's get fucked out.
Sorry, what was that? Is that part of the album? Or is that your thing? No, the... I heard both voices.
Oh, that was...
I did too.
That was that.
Oh, okay.
That was amazing. Oh, that's Doom.
That's fucking Doom all day.
That's fucking Doom.
That's total Doom.
That's cool as shit. Got the fucking Sears distortion pedal.
Like direct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screaming in terror, they alive.
pretty cool, man. You know what? I think they're like my favorite band now, you know, because they only talk about like fire and, you know, Towers of Fire. Yeah.
Okay.
Finger of Scorn.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what she gets when she doesn't put out.
The Finger of Scorn. This is kind of cool.
It's weird because all of this sounds like 70s.
Kinda, yeah. It's got more of a 70s feel
than
to it.
80s.
Yeah. Kind of almost like a band out of time.
Right. A band out of time. That's it. Zeroth Uncle.
That was
I can totally hear this like in the 70s.
That was deep.
What, a band out of time?
Yeah.
Hey, man. I do what I can. I didn't even try.
Wow.
I just opened my mouth and the words fell out.
You moved me.
That's good, man.
Like Wild Thing.
And when I see a tear come down from under down there. I'm kind of curious to know where this goes.
Yeah, I like it. I love the fucking fuzz on the bass.
Yeah.
This is Doom.
It's definitely early Doom. Well, they got that credit, right?
They're 1984. This is like fucking stoner metal.
You didn't hear this shit on 96 Rock, daytime or nighttime.
Nope. Nah, we would have been high as fuck listening.
Yeah, see, this sounds like 70s to me. Like, I feel like it's 73 all day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah.
I could have on, like, you know, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, and then I could pop this on, and it would sound like, oh, yeah.
That would have gone. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, same year, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Seriously.
That was pretty badass.
That was cool. Now we're
getting my ear.
There is here.
The fuck is that?
Oh.
It's not me.
What the fuck? Is that rap music? Are you listening to rap music while we're doing a metal podcast?
Did you say, hey, Siri, play?
I don't know what the fuck happened, but that was Savage, whoever Savage is.
Savage.
And the song's called Immortal.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Big gulps, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Sounded like some hip-hop stuff, though. I was like, what is that?
I think it was.
It looked like you were wiping your phone on your microphone, man.
All right, 1 foot in hell.
Yeah, that's 86. Hey, look at that. 5 years before the Black Album to the day.
Yeah,
August,
it is.
August 12th, bro.
Shit.
God. 8/12.
Your fucking observation skills are
It's probably autism, dude. It's
immaculate.
Fucking Slagle.
Slagle.
Oh, this is on Metal Blade.
Nice. So is this like the Metal Blade debut?
Could be.
Thanks.
I bet it's heavier than the previous
probably.
Two.
It probably got a little production help, I imagine. Okay, so they're on Roadrunner before, Enigma Roadrunner. So that was a promotion up from where they were. So going to Metal Blade, that's...
Core opener?
Yeah. Blood Jesus. And Iron. You all right there?
Yeah, I'm working.
Gonna make it?
I'm working it out, bro.
I can't make fun of you and then cough myself. It's look at that, coke lines everywhere.
Oh, my God, look at the coke lines.
Blood and Iron. Yeah.
Oh, he got the 85 echo. They got the 85 echo.
Sounds like soundcheck at the Masquerade.
That's heavy.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely an expanded mix compared to the earlier albums.
Almost Venom.
Yeah,
a little.
Or
early Slayer.
It's like Venom, but
Show of Mercy kind of mix. A little bit.
Definitely a more modern mix. Expanded.
Now
track four, but also I just noticed track three, and I'm like, oh man, can we like listen to track three?
Yeah, fucking awesome. We got a new track
three. You know, it's called The Fire.
Fire.
It's like my favorite song.
Fire.
I've got like a whole Sirith Ungol like fire playlist.
Fire. Oh, God.
Song is totally fire.
Fire.
Check please.
Fire.
That sounds like fire, dude.
I feel like we're in the basement sound checking before we're playing.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
His vocals.
They're very unique.
Yeah. I mean, this is 1985. Wait, that's heavy as fuck for 85. I mean, it's not thrash.
Yeah.
But compared to fucking Quiet Riot or...
Heavy different.
It's darker heavy.
Yeah, it's... Definitely
like early dungeon metal.
Yeah.
Definitely doomish.
Yeah.
Dizzy kicking the dog. I got to know kind of what Nad Sucker is. Is that how you pronounce it?
One? Just see if it's fast. It says 100 miles per hour. It's got to be a fast song, right? Maybe not.
Sounds Motorhead-ish. Yeah. That sounds like Priest.
It's 86.
We're here to kick your ass. We're here to kick your ass, bro.
You know, some of this reminds me of Crocus.
Crocus?
Yeah. Did you ever listen to Crocus?
I used to like Crocus.
He sang like that, though, where it was like extreme.
I mean, I don't know about like that. Maybe somewhere. Not quite like that. Maybe like moments.
How about some Doomed Planet?
Dude, is it the next album?
No, it's on this one.
Okay.
Song set.
Almost sounds like God of Thunder Part 2. Like Kiss for better.
Oh.
Seven.
That riff sounds real familiar.
You know, I'm curious if he has the
ever new changes.
Yeah.
Because
I'm curious if he can still do that.
The first.
Because it's the same, right?
This sounds like a shitty thing to say. And I'm not shitting on
you. Be honest. That's what this place is all about.
Yeah. Everything we've listened to thus far, he sounds the fucking same on every song. Yeah. It's like that extreme.
But to be fair, though, that's a very unique quality to it have is. As a it singer is. Because you want that because then it's like, that's fucking Sirith Ungol.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
And right.
Like
you're
with
right.
System of a Down, when you hear that voice, you're
you know immediately who the fuck it is. Yeah. So
that, okay. That's, I mean, they got that going for them. Yeah. Like unique.
I just don't know if I could listen to an entire album.
Yeah, it's probably like an acquired taste thing. Like if you're into that.
Right.
Like for me, if I was in a Sirith Ungol space and I knew what to expect, it's like with GNR. If I was in a GNR space and I knew that that's the voice I'm going to hear.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, yeah. So if we're going to do a Sirith Ungol tribute band,
we gotta get Axl
Bill's got to be able to.
Oh man. I don't know if I can do that.
Just saying.
We'll get some clamps or something for his balls.
Yeah.
Pinch him and
some rubber bands.
Whatever. that'll get him going a little bit.
All right, here we go. This is 91.
So
this is
post Black Album.
Yeah.
This is it's Paradise Lost.
BA.
ABA. Wait, yeah. What does it mean?
After Black Album.
After Black Album. Yeah. It's like that's the time in history. Like, you know, some cultures and religions go by a particular point,
like marker the Christ side or
yeah. something. No, it's like, no, we're on the it's pre everything's pre Black Album and then post Black Album. Yeah.
Not even.
So this is a good, what, 5 years after
yeah.
the still, last album?
All the cook lines. All
really?
Cook lines. Love it, man.
Let's go.
It.
Dude, they must have like a relentless following.
Love it.
Look at that.
It. Yeah. That's let's more do, than a lot of bands.
Yeah.
You know, that let's, we play.
Let's do Join the Legion because that's got to be
a tour opener.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like fucking 91. Their production quality took yeah. a big upturn.
Production's much better.
Reminds me of like Sabotage almost. The dude sounds like the dude, man.
Yeah.
It's not so in your face, though.
Yeah, it's yeah. a little more dialed back. Yeah, yeah.
They brought the vocals back a bit. Yeah.
Fire. Hold it in. You can do it.
It's got a hook.
Yeah. It's more of a hook than their previous. Yes.
It's a little more steady. See, that's got Priest vibes to me.
Yeah.
A little more in the Priest vein.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, little wibbly whiz.
Yeah, I love it. I got like another song called Fire. Fire.
Wait, is that a cover?
I didn't write that one down.
Oh, it appears to be a cover.
Skip forward just a little bit. Just... Oh, I heard them.
Kind of heavy.
Yeah, come on.
This is Southside Steve tribute song.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
You couldn't have planned that better.
Oh, man.
Come on.
All right. Well, that, like I said, they all have the coke line. So what else do you want to?
Fire, obviously.
Looks like they didn't write that one, though.
Oh, no, it's the cover. Oh, is it on the album though, or no?
Is it the Hendrix now?
Well, yeah, it's on the album.
Okay.
Yeah. Fallen Idols got the coke lines.
Yeah. Fallen Idols, I'd be good, yeah. That sounds metal as fuck.
See, yeah.
But see, before it was 70s, now it sounds like 80s.
I was about to say, this is 91.
They're like a decade
it sounds
off.
Like 84.
Yeah.
They're like a decade behind almost. Yeah.
That might have been their, like, doom, you know?
Yeah.
They were... always a decade behind.
Yeah, because this sounds like this could come out in the mid-80s easy.
Like Dio. You
like know. Opening for Sabotage or something.
Or Wasp or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not 1991.
Yeah. Is it Cinderella?
Yeah.
They sound
Glover
like
Boy.
They sound like they'd be opening for Sabotage. Like if you saw Sabotage,
I mean, I like it
on the Hall of the Mountain King tour. They would be opening.
That's it was 10 years behind.
Let's try the Troll. All
right,
Troll. Use those headphones.
That was weird. Now that's cool. Almost sounds like a Nuclear Assault a little bit.
Kinda, yeah. Still sounds like it belongs more in the 80s than the 90s, yeah. though.
I'm on control.
Bridge! Yeah.
It sounds almost like it could be the slower song on a thrash album.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Nuclear Assault yeah. or somebody like that. That was cool. I like
totally.
That. Totally. Yeah. That was a good
totally.
One.
Totally.
Anything else you want to hear? You want to roll to the next one?
That's good.
Let's roll
next
on.
One. Yeah.
Roll on, man.
Fuck yeah.
I do dig those fucking, that album cover is so bad. So Forever Black is next, 2020.
27. This is a jump.
Holy shit. So they went from 91 to 2020.
No, wait a minute. So if they're 10 years off, so if 91 sounds more like the 80s, wait a minute. So now they might sound like, what, the 20-teens or the 2000s?
I don't know, but.
I didn't go to Burger King.
All right. They started in 71.
Again, all the fucking right. Coke lines.
Really? Damn, that's fucking amazing.
This band started in 71.
What if they're like way bigger than we ever gave them credit for? And like, this is the podcast. Podcast episode that's like, holy shit, dude, the whole fucking planet just found out about Melon Artery from Sirathunga. Wouldn't that be insane? That would
yeah,
be fucking
kinda.
Insane.
That'd be insane.
I mean, it'd be great, but it would be insane.
All right.
No.
Killer Open. No, that's an intro. It's we don't like intro, intros.
Yeah.
Legions Arise. We just, yeah, we just had some Legions earlier.
Let's go.
Track four.
Iron Man
4?
No.
Iron Maiden from 86, 87.
Kinda. All the Coke lines. That's like brick wall Coke lines.
Now I like this a lot. This is good.
Cool. Frost Monstream.
Stormbringer.
Stormbringer. It sounds like
I wonder if it's a Deep Purple.
Really? Nah, can't be.
Not sure. There is a song called Stormbringer by Deep Purple in an album, I think. I don't know if that's the same one. See, now that sounds like fucking 80s style. Winds of chaos sound above the battle cry. As we slay the beast and drink their souls to keep us half alive. Yeah. I'll play you a load of fearful song. Triumph metal.
That's kind of cool. No, but still good. Yeah. I mean, I like it.
Yeah. Kind of feels like more 70s, 80s.
Like 86.
Yeah, 80s-ish for sure. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Need some more fire.
Nightmare? It's got a lot of Coke lines.
Nightmare's got all the Coke lines.
Yeah. Oh, Black Betty, Amberland. There's a rawness to the production that I really like.
Yeah.
It's like very live sounding.
Pure almost.
Yeah.
Not overly produced.
Right. That's cool.
It's like Sabotage meets Manowar.
Right.
Yeah. Meets Doom.
In the ring with Satan. Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. You know.
Indeed.
I'm learning. I'm learning
something.
It's not
super groundbreaking-ish, but it like does kind of, if you're in that mood for that space, that's the fucking place to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have one more after, right?
Yeah, we got one more.
Oh, yeah.
Their most recent, 2023, I believe.
Dark Parade.
6 months old, actually. This is.
Damn.
Yeah.
October 2023.
God damn, the singer's got to be what? They started in 71. That means
Time Lord's probably,
Jesus Christ.
Probably not subject to age.
He's got to be 70.
Maybe.
I mean,
it's possible, Russell. It's very possible.
They started 2 years before I was born, and I'm 50. So
that's true.
Yeah.
So he's probably, you know, but he's still 70. Kicking. He's still kicking.
Oh.
Tim Baker, that dude.
He's been with him since 76. Yeah.
That motherfucker right there. That dude.
I was 3 when he joined the band.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pollen season in Georgia.
It is. Yeah.
Which, by the way,
the devil's glitter.
Here's a love note from everybody in Georgia.
They call it the devil's glitter.
Dear pollen, fuck you. Sincerely, Georgia. Ooh, that might be. Is that a chick or is that a dude?
It don't matter.
Or is that like
an elf? Wait a minute. It does matter.
It could be an elf. It could be an elf with tits and a dong. I mean,
it does matter.
Both. It's a them they elf is what it is.
There's no chicks
with
tits.
I don't see.
They're dudes with tits.
It's a dude.
I don't see a package down there. It might be a chick. It could be a homer.
You're always
looking
for the package.
Dude, somebody's got to deliver it. It's fucking terrible.
Killer opener.
I wonder what SCP stands for.
Don't worry about it.
Someone's extra penis.
Yeah.
Extra package.
How did you know?
I don't know. That's fucking rock and roll. I feel like I need Paul Stanley doing some backing vocals. Velocity SEP.
Fucking guitar player is good.
Yeah.
Power metal.
Yeah, definitely. Ooh, a little double bass.
Sounds the same.
Yeah. Obviously the best production.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah.
But his voice fits better now. It sounds more now.
With the music more full,
yeah.
His voice sounds great.
It's like the production caught up to his vocals.
Yeah. Yeah, kind
of. Well, that can happen. I mean, someone can be way ahead of their time, and then through the lens of time, everything kind of course corrects. And
I like that. That was cool.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. It's very...
Sailor on the Seas of Fate. Now, that just sounds like a fucking prog rock song.
I could see them in Metal Church and like...
Like a festival?
Yeah, with Armored Saint.
Ooh, what would you call it? Like Prog Fest? Not Prog Fest. Doom? Not Doom Fest.
Metal Fest. I don't know. It's like, it's not thrash. It's not
metal.
I mean, yeah, yeah. Alternative
Renaissance
Metal Fest.
Renaissance Metal.
God.
That's too much.
Right, one more. I got to pee.
Why? All right.
Yeah. How about Dark Parade? Song 6. Track 6 on Dark Parade. It's the titlay.
Yeah, Dark Parade. Well, it sounds
racist to me.
A little bit, yeah. Whatever. That's what I was going to say. I didn't want to be the one to say it, though.
That's cool.
Harmonies are nice.
Yeah, I like that. Very doom. Sabbath-ish. Yeah.
Much bigger production sound.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
Totally huge.
I'd like to hear some of their older songs with this production.
Yeah, remix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's kind of a doom voice.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I bet they're killer live.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
That kind of has a little bit of a Merciful Fate feel.
Kind of, but I mean, if they had the sort of Priest vibe going on before, that kind of makes sense. It was sort of a Merciful Fate vibe.
Right.
It's just good old-fashioned metal.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, you can't over-explain it. It's just That's fucking good. Metal. Yeah.
I kind of like the fact, in a weird way, that they're sort of out of time, in a way. Like, I don't know what it is, but I kind of dig it, because it's like... We're listening to 90s shit. I'm like, bro, it sounds like it came out in the fucking 80s. And the 80s stuff sounds like the 70s.
Yeah. And then the 2023 sounds like...
kind of sounds like both.
89.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, it kind of fits.
Hey, hells to you, fucking...
Cirith.
Yeah, Cirith Ungol. That was...
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
We finally did it.
Learned something.
Talked about it.
Yeah.
Finally did it. That's what we should do. We should do more educational series like this. Yeah. Like Inside the Metal... Educational style.
Inside the vagina.
All I know is that they're big on fire, so
word.
Cirith Ungol for
yeah.
It's like my favorite band. I love fire. You know, Pyromaniac might be their best favorite album.
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe, I don't know.
That's a good album, actually.
I don't know. It could be their favorite album just because they're so into fire.
I'm not the biggest Def Leppard fan in the world, but Pyromania was a good fucking record, I think. Sorry.
Yeah. Can you name four songs on it?
Yes.
Foolin', Rock of Ages, Too Late for Love, Rock Till You Drop, Die Hard the Hunter, Coming Under Fire.
Dude, it's a good fucking album.
That's what, six? Man. Rock of Ages, Photograph, Stage Fright.
Rock of Ages.
Fucking Billy's Got a Gun.
Yeah.
I think I just named the whole album, dude.
Yeah, I think you did.
Cool.
Fucking Napoleon.
Go ahead. You got another challenge? Go ahead. I'm ready. I'm fired up now.
Yeah. All right. Well, what about the next album? Can you name
on the next one?
Oh no, that album.
I don't know if
sucked.
I can name all of them. Let's see: Pour Some Sugar on Me, Hysteria, Women, God's
Animals.
War, Armageddon, It, Animals.
I guess you're out of the podcast then. You're out of the band. See ya.
Curtains. You named too many, dude.
Curtains.
Oh, Run Riot.
Curtains for you, buddy.
Run Riot. That's another one. Armageddon It. I said that right. Rocket.
Did, yeah.
Yeah, Rocket.
All right, that's enough.
Okay.
You want to Ride the Red what?
Okay, turn it off now.
All right, so on that note, we're going to pee and empty your balls and maybe
record a Patreon.
Thank you to the Patreon.
Yeah, thank you to the Darius.
We're about to record you guys a special episode just for you.
Just for you guys.
Just
for you. And for anybody else that wants to, you know, come on over and join us.
Join us.
The old Patreon. Can do. It's Welcome Back in Backward Ease, by the way.
That's right.
Anyway, so thank you all for joining us. And until the next.
Until the next.
We shall see you.
Later.
See you, Cirith Ungol. Get it? See you.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. This is frickin' Dr. Eviler coming at you live from the Metal Nerdery 33rd Floor Inverted Underground Bunker Poon Studio Gift Shop. If you're unable to get down to the depths of the bowels of the Bunker Poon Studios, you may go check out metalnerdery.com/merch and make a perch of some merch. Dr. Evil out.
It's boobs.
It's hard. It's kind of...
That was deep. That was deep.
Dude, they got a long one.
Oh, it's huge. All right, hold on a second. Goddamn fucking and tentacles. And
frost and fire. Frost and fire. Russell, it's all about the whistle when you do the S.
I can't do it. I know.
Can't do the S.
You can do it on fucking command, and that's...
It's not like I can come on command. I can say the S a little bit over here. It's a little bit simpler than that. Can't spray everywhere, but, you know, certainly try. Seriously. Seriously.
My balls fell asleep. It's all bullshit. There's no moon.
Yeah, we're not fisting.